In our studio, it's nice to see Guy Loudon is back, the president of the Jane Addams Resource Corporation, and he's brought a guest with him, too. Guy, welcome back. How are you?
Hi. Thanks for having us back.
Last year in our studio, we learned a little bit about your organization, the Jane Addams Resource Center, which, as I recall, helps provide training for people in some skills that I think we sort of take for granted these days, right?
Right. So we provide job training for a variety of unemployed adults and disadvantaged job seekers. Our training programs are targeting middle skills jobs, job openings and career paths in advanced manufacturing.
Advanced manufacturing. So you were talking to me last week about machine fitters and welders and stuff like that.
CNC machinists.
What's CNC machinists?
CNC stands for computer numerical control.
So you will literally train the people how to do these things, and the cost to them to get the training is
free.
In fact, you also provide help for them if they need daycare or transportation or other sort of incidental costs to actually getting that training. Is that right? I know Country Financial is a sponsor of ours and kind of a sponsor of yours. Do they help defray those costs? Is that how that works?
Yeah. Country Financial is one of our corporate supporters. They're very interested in innovative strategies that have an impact in the community, and so they've supported our efforts to have more holistic strategies that support the household.
And then you work with businesses throughout Chicagoland so that when somebody gets the training, then hopefully there's jobs for them out there, right?
Absolutely.
Now you also work with an organization called Austin Coming Together in the Austin neighborhood in Chicago. Is that right?
That's correct.
And that's why I suppose you brought in our other guest who's in our studio, and that's Darnell Shields. Darnell, welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you, John.
You're also on the board, though, for Jane Addams. Is that right?
Yes. I'm the vice chairman of the board of directors.
But you're the executive director for Austin Coming Together. Austin neighborhood, I presume, bounded by Austin and the Eisenhower. Where is Austin generally that you're working?
So Austin is the most western community in the city of Chicago. It neighbors Oak Park, Cicero, and the Belmont Cragen community.
What does your organization do? What do you guys are all about?
So Austin Coming Together, we're a backbone organization for about 65 different organizations that are all committed to the increasing the quality of life in the Austin community for Austin residents.
So are you feeding him prospective employees or people to get trained to then go to those jobs, that sort of thing?
Yeah, so we're actually acting as a convener and a facilitator for community engagement for organizations like JARC, as well as helping to broker partnerships with other organizations that can help provide related services and complement to what they do.
What's the employment situation in Austin right now?
Austin, the employment situation in Austin is somewhat dire. I mean, the last numbers that I looked at, it was roughly the percentage was maybe a little bit over 20% unemployment.
And here's a statistic that I think Loudon or a guy that you provided to me, and that is, tell me if this is right, guys, 41% of blacks aged 20 to 24 were both unemployed and out of school, 50% higher than New York City and 40% higher than Los Angeles. Are we talking about Austin in these numbers?
They're a part of that numbers, yeah. So I think the unemployment rate for African Americans is over 20% higher than it is for Latinos, and that is over 20% higher than it is for Caucasian job seekers.
Joblessness in Chicago in 2014 was at 59% for blacks aged 20 to 24. Good Lord, that's discouraging. How do you get your head around that, Darnell? I mean, that's crazy.
Yeah, I think for us, you know, it's really about coordinating efforts with different organizations like JARC that are really focused on sort of our four areas of commitment. I mean, we're really looking at four community indicators for stability, for community stabilization, and that's really around quality early learning, living wage careers, which is what JARC is really focused on, neighborhood safety, and improving the medium housing values in the community.
Are people anxious or are they discouraged? I mean, you know, what's the motivation or the mindset of the people in that neighborhood?
Well, I mean, you have to look at Austin has long been suffering from strain around economic development as well as varying levels of violence within the community. So, you know, as far as you know, as far as the mood in the community and the sense that people are in, there is, you know, some hopelessness around the disinvestment that they have endured over a number of years. But however, that does create another opportunity or a different dynamic now, because the community is more so in a tipping point where, you know, folks are really looking at how can we improve these situations and how do we attract more resources to the community so that the quality of life for individuals in the community can now get to the levels that they would need to sustain themselves.
Is at the end of the day, is it about businesses? I mean, until you get commercial dollars in there, you don't need government dollars, you need commercial dollars in there. That's, in my mind, that's what any neighborhood needs. Would you agree with that?
Well, in order to stage an intervention like this and carry out this work, we really need all of the stakeholders to intervene. So we have, you know, our local workforce system is deeply invested. We have the support of the foundation community, and we have a lot of private sector partners, particularly in manufacturing, that are really engaging this effort. In fact, for us, one of the things that's an opportunity is a company that has hired more trainees than all of, you know, than any other company happens to be on the west side of Chicago. So we're physically located in proximity to that employer.
Yours is in an umbrella organization then? You've got a bunch of people that are feeding into you, is that right? Austin Coming Together?
Yeah, sort of. So we do serve a number of different organizations, but we're also heavily connected to community leaders and community residents and community groups as well. And so, like, even organizations like Guy's referring to one of the employers that are based in the Austin community, they're also supportive of the efforts that we're doing because they recognize the relationship that needs to happen in order to address these problems collectively.
Just something that our audience can do. I mean, you're talking to a lot of people right now, Darnell. Mm-hmm. What do you want Chicago or Chicagoans to do?
Well, the thing about it is, like you mentioned about resources, the need for more corporations, it really does need to be more access to private and public investment, ways that we can better coordinate the resources that we have as well as attract new resources. So if I had to, you know, speak out to Chicago, it is really looking at ways to fund and resource collective impact and collaboration and partnering, because organizations, no one organization can approach these issues alone. And so the sense is, how do we better support convening these agencies to work in better concert with one another to be able to really address these issues?
Well, so if I was going to get more people into your program, I presume maybe you can help find those people, attract those people. But do they need a certain level of education? It just seems to me it's overwhelming, you know. Do they need a certain level of education? And do you work with people to sort of get their, you know, high school diploma or their GED or that sort of thing and get them funneled into the system? Is that what happens here?
Yeah, so in order to be able to qualify for a program like JARC's, you know, reading and math levels need to be somewhere around ninth grade. And if they're lower, they do have bridge support or contextualized learning where individuals can be able to actually get those supports. But where you have individuals that may have academic competency that is well below, a middle school level, that's where we really need to align other partners to the table that may provide those types of educational supports. And that's something that we support JARC with through our network of agencies that we work with.
I'm going to let you guys go, but give me, do you have success stories? Are the people that you go, wow, because he's there and we're there, this young man, this young woman, this family is now in a positive place, right?
Yeah, well, actually, Guy, he could speak to an individual that a recent graduate just came through the program since they launched JARC in Austin community. I forget the young gentleman's name.
Sure. Well, our first placement we had was Ben, who was a post 9/11 veteran from the Austin neighborhood, and he enrolled in our CNC machinist program. So he's now working at a company called QCC in Arlington Heights. So it was really a great turnaround for him. And then right after Ben, we placed Diego, and he's placed at Water Saver here in Chicago. So I hope they don't mind getting kind of lifted up, or their company's being lifted up.
But yeah, no kidding. Let's spread
really
the love.
It's exciting because it's a new program, and so we're happy to celebrate their success. But I think it is something very positive for Austin.
Darnell, I didn't know about your organization until Guy told me about it. So, Guy, it's good to see you again and to find out more about JARC, the Jane Addams Resource Corporation or Center?
Corporation.
Corporation. And Darnell Shields is here, and he's the executive director of Austin Coming Together. Well, let's all come together and help Austin and Englewood and all of these communities that could use a hand. Thanks for coming into our studio today, guys.
Thanks. Thank you.
And let's keep telling these good stories.